There's a word from the Lord today, and I don't apologize for following the Spirit. In the book of Numbers, 22nd chapter, verses 28 through 31, Numbers, Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Amen. You found it, say amen. There's much to read in that chapter. We're just going to lift up some of the passages. Numbers 22:28. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these 3 times?" Balaam answered the donkey, "You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." Verse 30, the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden? To this day have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with the sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. I want to preach today and for perhaps a series of messages over the next few weeks, how God gets our attention, disruptions. In the 2002 film Shrek, it received an Oscar award for Best Animated Feature. One of the actors in the movie, Eddie Murphy. How many folks have seen Shrek? That within that particular movie, we laughed and we cried and we were able to certainly enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Let me just pause for a second. Let Brother Alexander come on in. Deacon Strobel, allow him to come right on in. I met this brother on last night at the Guitar Center. Come right on in. We'll find a space for you. Amen. In fact, come right on in. We were just there last night, and we began to fellowship. And we're so glad to have him with us today. Amen. Now back to the message. So in this movie, Shrek, if you've seen it, you know that Murphy plays and uses the voice of a donkey. And so he was not the first talking donkey. While this donkey in the movie had special powers, during biblical times, donkeys could be counted on. Sure-footed, good eyesight, they were able to navigate the terrain. In the text today, we meet one by the name of Balaam, and his donkey has a voice. Well, Reverend, are you sure about that? It's in the text. There in the book of Numbers, we know that Balaam is approached by another king. He's asked to go and to curse the people of God. Balaam says, "I don't think I'm being led that way." And they send back another group. "We want you to go and to curse God's people." What a request. And we got a little money for you too. After much debate about it, he ended up heading that way. Although he initially refused the offer, he had every intention of going against the plan of God. I believe this experience and so many others help us to see how God can get our attention by way of disruption. Here's the disruption. God uses a talking donkey to get the attention of Balaam, headed the wrong way, stopping at life's do not enters. And when we want to just make our own way, won't God allow us to go so far? I'm going to do it because I want to do it. I'm going to do it because I'm grown. As he begins to move in that way, God uses the angel of the Lord to make an appearance. The angel of the Lord, within theology, some have said that when you see the angel of the Lord, it could very well mean a theophany. That's God in human terms. But either way, God shows up by way of the angel, and the angel is blocking the path and the way in which Balaam is headed on his donkey. Is this making sense this morning? I want you to see the donkey moving. I want you to follow the story, Balaam. And at some point, this donkey is going to talk. But what has God done to get your attention? And what has God done to get my attention in life? I believe that when it comes to God getting our attention, that God has a method. One that may drive us to the point of misery in order to prepare us for a specific moment. The method. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth and said to Balaam, "What have I done to make you beat me these 3 times? What have I done?" There's some abuse in this text. What have I done for you to take out your frustrations on me? But the fact that God uses this divine strategy to get one's attention, I'm just stuck on what has he done in my life, in yours, so glaring that we get it. Anybody a little slower here? I mean, I'll kind of act like I didn't hear God. I'll kind of, did you really mean that? I can say, let me go back to the word. Maybe none of y'all have done that. And get to a point to where I really want to hear him. What method has he used? What disruption is taking place in your life to the point that could it be God trying to tell you something? I just got the color purple in my head just then. Well, he comes back in. Maybe God is trying to tell all of us something. Maybe he's trying to get a message through. Moses would know that in Exodus 3. Ran from God, and God shows up in a burning bush on the backside of the mountain, and then the bush starts to talk. And he says, "This is God. Take off your shoes, for the ground in which you stand is holy ground." Maybe you've had your own burning bush experience where God gets you in a corner and confronts you with the unusual so that you might hear him, so that he might get your attention. Balaam was so angry with the donkey that he beat him 3 separate times and then threatened to kill him. All because the donkey did not go in the direction that Balaam wanted to go. The donkey turned off into a field. The donkey hemmed him up on a rock. The donkey just laid down. And so who have we emotionally distanced ourselves from? Because that person may have stood between you and I and our bad decision. Who might that person be? God has a way. God has a method to get our attention. But then I start to think about that. It is one that could drive us to the point of misery. Balaam answered the donkey. "You made a fool of me. If only I had the sword, I would kill you right now." Verse 30 says, the donkey begins to relate back to him. Balaam was so confused that he was having a conversation with the donkey. He was so mixed up, he began to talk back and forth with an animal who had been given a voice by God. It shows us his state of mind. that at that moment he was so low, so mad, so angry because somebody had gotten in his way that he did not understand the donkey he had known for all the, what in the world is going on? Have you had a conversation lately realizing that the person or thing being used is God trying to get your attention? I will contend that you never dismiss anybody. Don't talk down to the wino on the street. He may have more scripture than you. Don't look down on the homeless person. They can give you a word that will change your life. And sometimes we think it has to be from a particular person, but look around and see how God will use anyone to reach you. It never occurred to him that the donkey, the beast, his mode of transportation, his ancient Uber or Lyft, was talking back to him. That's enough to make you miserable. Anybody ever been miserable to the point that you just were restless and you realize that at the core of it, God was trying to minister to you, and the only way he would get your attention is to do what? Is to cause a disruption. Your little package life all together, your little 9 to 5, you have your bagel in the morning, you're so measured along your day, time for my tea, and God comes in and disrupts your life. Has it ever happened to you? I mean, thrown you off for the day, you're mad, and God will do that to the point that you will do the unthinkable, Balaam going back and forth with a donkey. Amazing. Confusion. Jonah knows about that. Jonah says, I'm not going to Nineveh. I got my plan, so you can send me if you want to, God. I'm going to hop the next ship, and I'm going in a different direction. And what does God do? Some of y'all Bible students, that he shakes things up. They throw him overboard. The fish gets him. He finally gets it. God would do many things to get our attention. It's been said that misery loves company. But this donkey wanted no parts of it. This sense of God reaching us at the point of our misery, using his own method, and finally to prepare us for a particular moment. Verse 31 says, then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. He finally got it. Ever had a I just got it moment? That, oh, I get it now. He could see what the donkey had been seeing, and that is the angel of the Lord standing with a sword drawn. Maybe it was just an angel, but there was a sword in his hand. At what moment did God open your eyes? At what moment did God open my eyes? Apostle Paul would tell you it was on the Damascus Road. He had to be blinded first. He was out persecuting God's people, got knocked off his beast. The word doesn't say it was a donkey, but he's able then afterwards to see after God encounters him. There's got to be a moment in life to where we finally get that God is talking to us. Balaam bowed low, fell face down, and began to give reverence to God. Well, you might be thinking, how will God get my attention? Will he use angels? Will he use animals? Will he use disasters or diseases, visions or dreams, prophets or preachers, just to get our attention? He sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And He sent Jesus just for us. But on his way to the old rugged cross, he made a pit stop in Jerusalem. John says he sent out his disciples, go get me a donkey, and untie him and bring him to me. And then he gets on the back of a donkey, a symbol of royalty. He comes into Jerusalem riding, not a stallion, but riding on a donkey. Zechariah had prophesied that he will come in this way. Oh, if I could talk to that donkey, I would ask him, what did it feel like to have the Savior of the world riding on your back? What was it like to have Alpha and Omega riding shotgun with you? I would ask him, what is it like to have the beginning and the end and the first of the last riding on your back? But I wouldn't need a donkey to talk to me. Because see, when I want to hear from the Lord like you, I will go in prayer. The songwriter says, I found the answer when I learned to pray. Amen. I found it. Faith is guiding me. The sun is shining. And that's how I've gotten the answer. And don't you know we all need a wake-up call? Amen. We all need God to come by in a special way and to remind us of what he's already done in our lives. Don't you know that God needs to tap us on the shoulder, shake us up a bit, turn us around, and let us know that he's still God who's in charge. And every now and then, I'm so glad that he takes the liberty to shake me up. I'm so glad that he takes the liberty to take me to the next level to show me, here's what I'm trying to say. And when God does that, he will use anything and anybody to reach. Oh, I know you're a bad somebody. I know you're a little stubborn, but my God, won't God come along and do the miraculous things in your life to get your attention? I'm so glad he did it. I'm so glad that he saved this country boy one day. I'm so glad that I got it one day. Uh-oh, I finally get it. Ever had a math problem and you kept going with it until you finally got the answer? But I just stopped by to tell you today that the God that I serve and the God that you serve will never give up on us. Amen. I'm glad that he walks with me and that he talks with me and that he tells me that I'm his own. That I had to go to the text to find a donkey story to be reminded that God can work through anyone at any time, at any place, to pat you on the shoulder to say, wait a minute, you're going in the wrong direction. Glory be to God today. And I thank him because I'm the better because of what he's doing right now. Aren't you glad for the grace of God? He didn't give you what you should have gotten. He didn't allow you to keep going in the wrong direction, but he may have tripped you up along the way so that you would know that it was God all by himself. I'm so glad today that Jesus has lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Well, let me tell you right now that every time I hear the Lord speaking to me about a situation, I may wrestle with it, but I know that God is trying to tell me something. Has God ever put you in a spot to where he allows you to hear him clearly? Not Mother Rose and not some palm reader, but I'm talking about Jesus, the one who died on an old rugged cross. I'm talking about Jesus, the one who got up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. I'm glad you got my attention. And when he gets your attention, you ought to stand in attention. And to give God all that belongs to him, can I tell you that he deserves all praise and all glory? Can I tell you that he will give you joy unspeakable? Can I tell you he'll give you peace that passes all understanding if you will just pay attention? Oh, we got to pay attention to the signs and the wonders. I'm glad today that he continues to work in my heart and work in my mind. I'm not all that I could be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. I feel my help coming now. I don't deserve it, but he's done it. I've not earned it, but he's done it. I can't get reward points for it. But God, who sits high and looks low, is a mighty good God. Well, let me ask you, is he good to you? Did he get you up this morning? And did he start you on your way? Can I ask you a question? Did he put food on your table? I know eggs are going up, but you still buy them anyhow. Did he not keep you in your right mind? Did he not give you a piece of car to drive to church this morning? And some of y'all got heated seats and heated steering wheels. Oh, blessed be the God. I'm so glad that Jesus has been in my life. I'm so glad that he continues to get my attention. You talking to me? You mean, yeah. You. That is the word of God today. Already blessed. A donkey talking. As we come today, part two next week. When you think about what God has brought you through, and you say, well, Reverend, I don't know about those struggles you're talking about, man. Man, life's been good to me. Yeah. Everything is fine. I don't struggle stuff every week. That's not my story. But when you know it's been the hand of the Lord who has guided you in spite of yourself. Some of us are so bullheaded, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyhow. God will block your path. Keep you on the right track. I'm glad about the day. Let's bow before the Lord. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And how we thank you that you care so much about us that you'd pull us up. Hey, remind us of who you are. Father, we come even now, and if there's one today that knows you not, I pray in the name of Jesus that they may hear your voice. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead. Yes. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Yes, oh, how we thank you for salvation today. How we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus today. Even now, God, touch that soul in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Aren't you glad he didn't pass you by today? Aren't you glad he didn't leave you in your trouble?